Trump land, Trump.
And my house is burning. Reverend Trump, what took you so long? Trump land, Trump. Well, it really won't matter when it's
Trump land, Trump, everybody. Hooray. We'll have a party and we'll burn the old pictures.
Is that the waitresses?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Remember
like them?
Yeah, remember
they're
them
good.
From a long time ago?
Yeah, how they doing?
I don't know. I guess it got old. Were they from Cleveland? I meant to look that up before we came on the show. You can look that up.
Yeah, I can look it up on the Google.
Yeah, or whatever. Hey, hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Bronwyn C. My co-host Jim the Poet is back from Cleveland, where he covered the Republican National Convention. We do the Trump clap thing for ourselves all the time. People thought that was weird, that when Trump speaks, he stops and he applauds himself.
Oh, Obama does that, too.
Yeah.
When people are applauding him, he pretends that he's, like, part of the group that he's applauding.
Yeah, he's applauding them for applauding him.
Yeah.
It's like being a SEAL.
Are banned from Akron.
Akron. Yay, Akron.
Akron Rock City.
Okay. Hey, you know on the PATH train where they have those little, like, what'd you do?
Oh, I took off my earphones for a second.
Don't do that. Don't do it. Stop that. No. Stop.
Stop.
Stop. So on the PATH train, they have these screens, and sometimes they have anagrams up on the street.
Oh, I never get those.
Yeah, they say, like,
word scramble.
Yeah, word scramble, right? And they say, like, yeah, they don't even call it an anagram. And so today one of them was KROC.
KROC.
Right? Can you figure? Okay, now the problem with that is that it's both rock and cork. So if you look at it.
KROC.
So, I mean, and they said the right answer was rock, but it could just as well have been cork. So why, you know, I think they should have words that can only be one word of those letters.
It's
I don't
for
think
people
they should
in
have,
New Jersey.
Oh, yeah,
A.
Okay.
So they try to make them as simple as possible.
All right. But I mean, it's not simple if it could be cork also. You could say cork.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
See? I mean, yeah.
That could work.
Yeah, it does work. It does work. I don't. I think they had another one like that one time.
It was I like, never get have, them. You
why?
Have like 5 seconds, and I go like, wait a minute.
R.
Is that an E?
And
I feel stupid.
You're not stupid.
I feel like a moron.
Hey, I have a question about the Republican National Convention.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that you covered, that you went to Cleveland, bodily actually transported yourself to Cleveland.
I was just at a bar down the street. I was just at the Iron Monkey the whole time.
But I noticed that on the Twitter someplace today, there were pictures of all the Democratic National Convention swag that all the journalists and reporters there get bags of stuff. Did you get a bag of stuff from the Republicans?
No.
No, not even a bag of rocks?
I got. They let me in.
Yeah, well, that was good.
They let me buy, you know, food at the concession stand.
And what kind of food did they have there?
They had like stadium food. They had nachos and hot dogs. But I was really into the chicken wings, chicken fingers, curly fries. Yeah. That's what I ate basically every day, like twice a day.
And that's kind of what you ate at the ball game. Oh, you know, but we should say thank you right now to listener Laura, CEO of the Bronwyn C. Make-A-Wish Foundation. She's very sportsy. She's been on the show. She gave us tickets to the Yankees game, and we went to the Yankees game, and we have to thank her right at the top of the show because
she's usually asleep.
You know, by 10 minutes in, she's asleep. Yeah, she listens to us to go to sleep.
Yeah, many do.
You know, whether they
she's
need
not
to or
alone.
Not. Listen, if you're driving and you start to feel sleepy from this show, just pull over, right? Don't try to drive and listen to Sportsy Talk at the same time. But if you want to call us from your cell phone in your car.
That's a good idea.
Well, it's better than playing Pokemon Go while you're trying to drive, which people are
people
doing.
Doing it?
Yes.
How do you catch a Pokemon when you're driving?
I guess you just hit it with your car, you know? I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know, but they are. I mean, it's horrendous to me. But anyway, the number here is 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-WFMU.
You could talk to call screener John. Tell him what kind of Pokemon you just captured
in
your car.
Phone. In your car.
In your
while
car.
You were driving.
No, we had a great time at the Yankees game. I was upset we didn't see, what's his name, Mr. Fast Pitcher, Aroldis Chapman, is that
he's
his name?
Gone.
He got traded.
Yeah, they traded him.
To the Cubs.
That very day.
So the Cubs really have no excuse. If they don't win the World Series, it's just because they suck. Because they have, like, an amazing team, and now
they have the guy who throws 105 miles an hour.
Best closer ever.
Yeah.
You can't even hit the ball. It's going so fast. It's like an optical illusion.
He was like a domestic violence guy, though, right? Didn't he have a few problems?
A few problems, yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay.
He did have a few problems.
Just wondered. Just
like,
checking.
If you think beating your girlfriend is a problem, then yes, he had that problem.
I think that's a problem, yeah. But he's gone. Gone and gone.
And the Yankees got some good player for him.
Well, yeah, but they got like some 6'1", 19-year-old shortstop prospect.
What's wrong
right?
with that? Yeah, that's pretty
good. They have Didi Gregorius.
No, they're gonna move him to third base, they said.
Are they?
Because the guy
the
projects...
shortstop, the 6'1" shortstop?
No, Didi's gonna stay at...
Didi should stay at shortstop.
Didi's
and the big
staying
tall,
at shortstop.
The tall guy should go to third base.
That's what's gonna happen.
You should put tall people at third base.
Well, they also think the guy's gonna fill out. He's 6'1", so he's got massive power.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he might as well just be a third baseman, cover, you know, a little bit.
Fine.
Yeah, that's a good idea. No, this is a stud. They got a really awesome player for.
He's not an awesome player yet. He's a prospect.
But he's gonna be he's like a 19-year-old
phenom.
You
don't know how they're gonna turn out.
I'm just trying to be a Yankee fan here for you. I'm just
Thank
trying
you.
To make you feel
Thank
better.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
They're
we
garbage.
Saw,
they're
saw,
like
they are,
literally the
they're,
lamest
they're,
team
they're
in the
a
world
bad
right
team.
Now.
We saw the Yankees play the San Francisco Giants. It was an interleague play.
I know they should really get rid of that.
Yeah, I hate interleague play,
it's
but the Giants
lame.
Are a good team, and the Yankees beat them. 5-2. So it was a good game. It wasn't that horrendously hot in the stadium.
And we were in the shade.
Because we were in the shade.
Those
were
good
seats. It
was nice,
yeah. We drank $12 beers. That was exciting.
That was tasty Heineken.
We had Goose Island. It was fun.
Oh, I had Heineken.
I don't think it was Heineken. Did.
Well, he didn't do it in front of me. He went down the way and poured it out of some tap that I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, you don't know what
it was
that
probably
was.
Probably Yingling or
we have no
Rolling
idea.
Rock or some
we don't know
nonsense.
What it was. I think the only two things. Well, they have like beer in cups and they have beer in bottles. And I know
it
they
was
have
not in a bottle.
Heineken's in a bottle there. I think the only two things they have on tap are Goose Island and Stella.
Goose Island's pretty good.
Yeah,
you know,
I like Goose Island.
A lot of those allegedly good beers are all just hops smacking you right in the Johnson.
I like hops, but I don't like when they make them citrusy. So it tastes like bitter lemonade.
Oh.
I don't like that.
Yeah, they do that too.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I like hoppy beer if it's just bitter, you know. I don't like the citrus stuff. That's not good.
Good to know.
We had a good time. You didn't have bacon on a stick. I was.
No, it looked. I don't know. It looked like a heart attack.
Yeah.
And I already had gone to Cleveland, gained about 10 pounds, and
eating
food.
You have to shave though.
No, the
beard is
my,
scary.
Me and my brother are having a beard growing contest.
Oh, no.
So hopefully it'll go right down to my belly button at some point.
Oh, hey, you know what? I think we have a call. This thing
oh,
has been
do?
Blinking for a while.
It's
I
blinking?
Wasn't paying attention. Yep. WFMU, you're on the air, maybe. What, are you supposed to be on the air? Hello?
Are we in mono?
I don't know what
happened. Yeah, how you doing?
Hey!
Hi, who's this?
Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Rooster in Hole of
Rooster. Hi, Rooster.
And Scott in Otisville.
Hi, Scott in Otisville.
Matt,
yeah, we got some mail from Scott in Otisville this week.
I can't hear you now.
You can't hear me. Are our mics in mono? Our mics are in mono.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay.
You can hear me or you can hear her?
I can hear both of you now.
You can hear us both. So we got some mail from Scott this week. We haven't opened it yet. Should we open it now?
Oh, absolutely.
And we have a package and a letter.
And we have another caller online, too, so I don't know what to do now.
Open the package and the letter.
Okay, I'm going to give...
Rodlin, you open the package.
No, I wanted to give Jim the package in case it was something scary.
Something explodes.
Yeah.
No, Rodlin, you open the package and Jim, you open the letter.
Okay, here, Jim, you get the letter.
All right, I don't know how to read.
Do you think that this is really... Do you think Rooster just made up Scott in Otisville?
No, I mean, it says...
It says
correctional facility.
I know, but you could get those envelopes.
I don't think you can.
Can't you get envelopes printed?
No, I don't think that's possible.
I think I could. We could have envelopes printed up that say WFMU Correctional Facility.
Actually, that's not a bad idea for next year's
marathon.
You could test those waters, but I don't recommend it.
This is us opening mail on the air.
Yeah, we're opening our mail on the air. Wow, that's a long letter. I don't think we can read all that right now.
I can't?
No.
Dear Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet.
Oh, God.
Bronwyn.
Yes.
I hope you enjoy. Oh, I don't want to say what's in there now.
Oh, don't say what's in there. I haven't opened.
Jim, congratulations on your experiences at the RNC, and thank you for sharing them with us with honesty. I'm an artist, musician, sound engineer, among many hats I wear, and I am
also a prisoner.
A conservative Republican.
Individual
freedom is very important to me. My present circumstances notwithstanding, living in prison has taught me quite a lot about diversity, race issues, the importance of education and opportunity, and introspection. Yes, people do need to treat each other with kindness and respect, but just as important.
Look.
Did you get it yet?
It's pretty.
I think it's upside down.
No, there's some. I pulled those out already, and then these ones are the other way.
But just as important, people must take better care of themselves. We must seek the truth. That's very wise, Scott.
Did he make these? Rooster, do you know if he made these?
Yes, he did.
He says,
oh, they're beautiful.
Bronwyn, I hope you enjoy the flowers. I sent them to brighten your day as you brighten my every Tuesday.
Oh, thank you.
He continues, I listen to many shows in WFMU very intently. I'm very much looking forward to playing a bigger role than donor listener when I get out. When I arrived at Otisville Correctional Facility, I went to the band room and got involved right away, only to find thousands of dollars of sound equipment in disrepair. I got right on it.
Yeah, well, you ought to come here because we got thousands of dollars of sound equipment.
This whole place is in disrepair.
Right here. Yeah.
Soundboard, cable, amps, mics, and mic stands. Then I assumed the role of sound engineer, sacrificing my spot in the band. I know WFMU has need of equipment repair and refurbishing recently and look forward to helping out. I love art, music, comedy, entertainment, and will do what it takes to see the show go on.
Wow.
I think that's why my parties were such hits.
These are beautiful. There's six.
Those are great.
Six really beautiful flowers.
What are they made of? Old shivs?
No, they're made out of I'm not sure what they're made out of. Like a really heavy paper, I think.
Yeah,
or
those are really kind
paper.
Of amazing. It's like
and
origami.
There's an orange. Yeah, they're like origami
they're
flowers.
Bright.
They're really pretty, and they're on pretty green stems.
And they're painted.
Oh, they're painted. Oh,
they're
okay.
Painted that way. Yeah, and then there's an orange butterfly.
This is like hours and hours of work.
This is beautiful.
It says, enjoy the flowers, and thank you for everything. Love you both. Love, Scott.
I will treasure these. Thank you, Scott. They're really nice. We'll keep them in the Sportsy Talk trophy.
Yeah, the trophy needs to have something in them, because
it just looks so bare.
We had booze in it, but the booze kind of...
It just leaked. It wasn't really set up for that. Rooster, I have to take this other call. Do you want to call back in a little bit, or hang on, or what do you want to do?
I'm good.
You're good.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on.
Another call. You go ahead and take it. And I'm really glad you like the flowers.
Oh, I think they're beautiful.
Yeah, those are amazing.
They're really great.
Scott is definitely looking forward to meeting you.
Well, we're looking forward to meeting him too, and you as well, if you ever come up this way.
I will.
Okay.
All right, Rooster.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
You will.
Those are sweet, man.
I know, aren't they nice? WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hello,
caller. You're on the air.
Who's this?
Charles, Charles Manson was good at art supercrafts too.
How's he doing these days? How's Charlie doing?
How is he doing?
How's he doing?
I think he got married or something.
Oh, nice. Well, love comes to all everyone.
Guys in prison often get married, especially the really notorious ones.
Well, they wouldn't. It was one
One of the youngest of his wives.
Like was denied. Like actually, they had suggested that she get paroled.
Parole, yeah.
And then Jerry Brown's like, no, man.
Well, she wasn't his wife. She was just one of the girls.
They weren't all. They weren't all married to him.
No.
Here in New Jersey, and I think I met her.
Wow.
Yeah, she's never getting out apparently because Jerry Brown's a jerk.
Scar between her eyes.
Uh huh. Right.
She was weird as hell. This was about 11 years ago.
Wow.
What do you think of that Brooklyn Lager? It's real bitter.
Brooklyn Lager is just like a lager. I mean, it's not that
really
interesting.
I don't really like the Brooklyn.
I like IPAs better. What about you? What do you think is a good beer?
I like a cheap lager beer, but I tried that Brooklyn Lager. It was so bitter. It was awful.
If you get them skunky too, man, they're like really bad news. You know?
Yeah, of course.
I've just been drinking Guinness and Murphy's lately. The stouts.
Oh yeah.
Because you drink it, I drink one and then I just fall asleep. You know, like
yeah, they're too heavy for
me.
Yeah,
it's just a giant. It's like 15 pounds of beer.
I like Rolling Rock beer. It's probably what it was.
I used to, but now it gives me a headache. I don't know why. I don't know why it gives me a headache.
It seems like it'd be very refreshing for summer.
It's like a beer and a water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's not.
That's what I like.
Yeah, it's good for summertime.
And I applaud what that White Sox player did when he cut a ball.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
Thank you for bringing that up because we want to talk about him, Chris Sale.
Yeah, Chris Sale. He's like the best pitcher on the White Sox. And the White Sox have some of the worst uniforms in the history of baseball.
They
somehow
have had some of the worst. So we have to explain a little bit for some of our listeners that what a lot of major league teams do is periodically they wear what they call throwback jerseys, which are designed like the uniforms of the past that they used to wear. Now, really good teams like the Yankees just don't change their jerseys.
No, they have
stuff.
They've had the same cool-looking jersey pinstripes forever,
so they don't have to have throwbacks. But the White Sox had these horrendous uniforms for a while that looked like softball uniforms. They were like bright-colored stripes, you know, horizontally.
And they had shorts and things, and they were awful. Those are from the 80s. And then
they were so awful.
These ones that he cut up, I think, had shorts, but I don't think they were going
to
wear shorts with them.
No, we didn't get to that part yet. Chris Sale was, the White Sox were supposed to wear their throwback jerseys this, when was it, like last
Saturday.
Week? Last week, yeah. And Chris Sale, who was supposed to be the starting pitcher that day, went into the clubhouse, and he said, I'm not wearing that. And they said, well, yes, you are. So he just took scissors and just cut them all up. Not only, I thought it was just his own.
No, he cut up everyone's.
Yeah, he cut up everybody's jerseys so that nobody could wear them. And then he said that the White Sox cared more about marketing and less about winning.
Well, he said he was going to, a lot of pitchers are very uncomfortable. Apparently the pitchers usually select the uniform that they wear that night.
Mm-hmm.
So unless they've made some sort of commitment to wearing something on a certain day, which the White Sox wear those white with the socks in blue, like they wear those on Sundays and stuff
across
like that.
Across their chest.
But usually, like, it's apparently up to the pitcher and it says, well, this is the uniform I'd like to wear. You know, this is the one I'm most comfortable in. And the only time I've ever heard of someone altering their uniform for comfort was Pedro Martinez used to cut his, like, at the seam on
like
both the seams.
So under the armpit?
He would get more, and then, like, when he got in trouble for that, they made it so it was, like, it was a double extra large sleeve
on
attached to a regular
shirt.
So it was just this incredibly baggy thing, so he had, like, a full range of motion and stuff like that. LeBron James cut his sleeved jersey at one point when they first started wearing sleeve jerseys in the NBA, and I saw him cut it there. But then they played them in them for most of the NBA Finals and won, and so I don't know if he's more comfortable in them or just used to them or something like that now. But no, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, so he cut up all the jerseys. He's been suspended for 5 games.
Yeah, but that's one start, which he already missed because
they wouldn't let him pitch that day. He missed his start. And then he'll start his next start. So.
Yeah, he's going to start on Thursday or something.
Yeah. So, go ahead, Lister.
I think he did the right thing because people don't want to point out the obvious. Yeah, the uniform's uncomfortable, but there's the whole Bozo the Clown factor that the 70s were notoriously ugly clothes, and he shouldn't.
All right.
Well, they're untucked too.
You have to look like a freaking geek. You know?
Do they make them wear those because then they like market the
copies to sell it to the fans.
It's like a funny 70s show thing, but it's not funny if you have to wear a suit.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think he was uncomfortable in them because they're designed to be untucked, and he thought they looked weird, and they're, I mean, like it was going to affect his pitching and stuff like that.
It's uncomfortable to wear, and you can't pitch at them, but why doesn't everyone just point out the obvious about it? It looks ridiculous.
I don't understand why. I mean, again, the White Sox had like shorts at one point that they were wearing, and those were terrible.
Yeah, those are stupid. Because I mean, when you slide,
they've had some of the worst jerseys in the history of baseball, and I don't understand why they continue to go like, oh, it's funny. Let's we can't swear on the air.
Like I stopped. It's all the 70s stuff,
and
like that Mecca floor with the Milwaukee Bucks, that ugly Mecca floor. It's the 70s crust. And then the final thing I'm going to say is, Hillary Clinton clearly dresses like a communist dictator, a Chinese communist dictator.
You're right. You may have a point there. You are right. She does.
Yeah.
She wears those.
You
she wears
like
those like
doing Tai Chi with these outfits.
Yeah,
it's scary.
I think
that's,
I could
that's
see
what she's trying to do.
I could see
so
that.
I totally believe that.
Kim Jong Il, I think, and her dress at the same place, like
the
sort of pantsuit store.
Things.
You know, like
Dictators Are Us.
Dictators pantsuits.
Dictators
like
pants barn. Listener, what's your name?
Jerry.
Listener Jerry, you are now our fashion consultant. Official Sportsy Talk fashion consultant. Call in anytime you want to talk about uniforms or fashion.
You got it.
Thanks
for
the call,
thank
Jerry.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
That was great. He's right, though, because I saw when Hillary Clinton announced her VP choice, you know, Tim Kaine.
Yeah.
And he's in, the suit, right, and the tie. And everything's buttoned up, and he's there. And she's in this, like, thing that looks like this kind of, I mean, it's this baggy.
She dresses
little,
like the president of the universe, like in the future.
She
wears these big, long, frocky things and stuff
And then with pants. And the pants are, and it's all loose, and it's like pastel colors. The one she was wearing was like a pastel blue. And I was like, she looks like
how are you supposed to dress if you're a politician lady? Like,
women have suits. There are skirted suits or even pantsuits that are tailored, that look like business attire.
She's been wearing this for like 25 years at this point.
It's just terrible, though. It just makes her look so weird and not, I don't know, who cares what she looks like? I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, I don't care what she looks like.
Who cares?
Well, there was a big article in the New York Times about, this is Michelle Obama's dress, and this is what. And I'm thinking, like, well, no one cares what the dudes wear. They all just wear, like, some. You were mentioning, like, that they all had the same color
solid
tie on.
They didn't have the same color tie, but they all had
it's
solid.
Like you have blue or red.
They all had solid
color
ties.
Yeah.
And nobody had a striped tie until some guy.
See, I want Bill Clinton to wear some kind of long, frocky thing.
Well, that'd
be
nice.
when he gives his speech,
like Marlon Brando in that one Western movie where he insisted on wearing a dress.
Yeah, that was a weird movie.
Yeah, we should get Bill Clinton to wear a dress everywhere. That'd be awesome. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, Sportsy people. How you doing?
David, listener David, welcome
Thank
to the
you
air.
So much.
What's he playing? We'd be in trouble if this were a sound exchange reporting period. We'd have to figure out what this was and put it down.
It is a sound reporting, is it?
No, not till August 1st.
This is David the King.
Okay.
<Next one. laughs>
David the King.
Hey, I heard a lot of the press coming from Jim. I didn't hear you at all, Bobman. Where were you?
I was in New York, and I was watching on television and doing all the tweeting when Jim's phone crapped out. So
yeah, I was. She was really the.
I was back. I was the backup. I was the fill in. For Jim the Poet.
But you were there though.
No, I didn't. I didn't go to Cleveland.
She was there in spirit.
I see. Just that radio airtime alone, you have to be passed. I see. Okay. Anyway, you have to be passed. Okay. That's cool. nothing much happening with me. Summer's beautiful, but it's too hot.
Who are you going to vote for, David?
Hopefully it'll be cool by next week.
David.
Go for Bob, see?
David, who are you going to vote for?
Hillary.
Okay.
Do you like her frocks? Is that what it is?
I asked an attorney friend, a sister of my best friend who's doing time in Far Rockaway.
Okay, we got a lot of prisoners.
She's a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
asked her why all the young kids seem to be going for that Bernie and stuff like that. Well, David, you see, they're like youthful and like they want real change and that, but it's kind of like idealistic at this time in history. When the children are able to go see the Green Party, that Grandpa.
Jill Stein
like
and the Green
Jill Stein, Party. Yeah, or the Libertarians.
I think the sooner you've had your dreams crushed out of you, the happier you're going to be, General.
Your dreams.
Did you see everybody crying, like weeping on the floor of the thing yesterday for Bernie?
Yes.
See, they're weeping.
They were crying.
Weeping for Bernie.
Weeping like a sore.
Because, like, it seems to be. What is socialism again? It wasn't that Hitler type stuff.
I think that's where they take everybody's money and then give it to everybody again.
Give it to Hillary.
Even playing field, something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, if the 1% was to give it up, but see, but I think they're surrounded by tanks and a lot of guns and missiles. Make sure they hold on to that money. They stripped off of everybody since they got here. I mean, like, it wasn't enough, but from here to the Pacific Rim, entire people decimated and, I don't know, extinct. As the Nez Perce Indians, one of the most peaceful Indians across the Great Divide of this country, extinct. Last Mohicans out. I don't know.
David, why didn't they have you speak at the Republican convention?
I know,
you would have
been
fantastic.
You would have been one of the best speakers I had to see.
Totally.
But they shot bows and arrows at me or something. I don't know. They're crazy. No, I know. The best one I ever heard, funny. I don't make many funny jokes. People laugh at me. And if I've been humor to the world for a slight second, I've learned tonight. But the funniest joke I ever heard with married children was when Kelly Bundy said, if God had intended man to shoot a bow and arrow, he wouldn't have invented assault weapons. Okay.
Thank you, David. Mr. David. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. He went out with a bang that time. That was good.
He's always a bang.
He always is. But, I mean, sometimes, you know, he had like a little wrap up there at the end. It's just really...
Someone was asking on the boards.
Speaking of the boards, may I say that I am the listener, Ralph Fien, Sportsy Talk co-host of 2016, just in case I forget to say that later.
Yes, you should.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me now.
Someone was asking about where I got my favorite Polish boy.
Yeah.
The only Polish boy I got, and Polish boy is like a kielbasa with coleslaw, french fries, barbecue sauce, and a bun.
Yeah.
It was delicious. It was unbelievable.
I would never eat
it. It was like
that.
An art project / food.
Yes.
So Folsom was asking where I got my favorite one. I got it. There's a bunch of trucks, that public square area that I kept reporting from.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of like food trucks, and there was a barbecue thing there. So the Polish boy I got was from there. I was going to go back and get a Polish girl, which is pulled pork and the same sort of construction.
The same thing, but not a kielbasa.
But I didn't get a chance to go back. I was too busy hiding. I was hiding. I was cowering in the well-air-conditioned arena. Those are nice flowers.
Those are pretty flowers.
Yeah, it's
I really
pretty
like
good.
Them. So, Danny D.
How's Danny D doing?
He was great. He was here last week.
I remember.
Sat in for you, which was really great.
Vaguely.
I really appreciated that. Danny D has suggested that we have a new award on Sportsy Talk, that we have the Sportsy Person of the Year.
Of the year or of
the
week?
No, I think of the year.
Of
I think
the year?
So, yeah, so we have to start keeping track now. So I think Chris Sale, who cut up the uniforms, that's
I would have to look back.
Nominee for...
I mean, I would say Tom Brady should be the sportiest of the year for, taking the air out
I think we have to have a qualification. So I think a qualification would be if you've been suspended in your sport for any length of time. So now Tom Brady has been...
Tom Brady will be suspended
for the
first 4 games.
He will be suspended for 4 games of the season of football.
That's fair, because then it gives every other team a chance to beat the Patriots.
Yeah, good.
Patriots will end up being...
Who are the Patriots playing the first 4 games?
I can look it up. I have no idea.
Look it up.
I mean,
the Titans, the Browns.
Yeah, it'll be super garbage teams.
Yeah, the Browns and the Titans.
They're not
the
playing,
Jaguars.
They're not playing the Jets. I know that.
Mm. The Jets have no quarterback, so that's exciting.
They're playing at the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That could be a loss. At the Cardinals, Sunday night game.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing at home versus the Dolphins and Texans and Bills. Is that 3 home games?
Yeah.
3 home games.
Mm-hmm.
A Sunday, a Thursday, and another Sunday.
Wait, and all those fans from up there won't be able to see Tom Brady play.
Nope.
The local fans.
Nope. You'll have to watch Jimmy Garoppolo, I think, is their quarterback right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they haven't really gone to camp yet. I think they go to camp, though, next week or something
like that. Oh, yeah. We have to mention on to all our listeners that the Sportsy Talk Fantasy Football League will be coming up soon.
The draft is right now scheduled for Sunday the 7th at 3 p.m.
Okay, that's the day after the big lake house party, so I don't know if I'll be in shape
be
to do any drafting.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
That's 2 days after Ben's surgery. Ben goes under the knife next Friday.
Your significant roommate, Ben. We send him our best wishes. Thoughts and prayers out to Ben for good luck with his surgery.
I have nothing but thoughts and prayers.
I know.
The Patriots schedule, though, is pretty cheesy here.
Yeah?
Cardinals, Dolphins, Texans, Bills, Browns, Bengals, Steelers, Bills, Seahawks, 49ers, Jets, Rams.
It gets tougher as they go into the season.
I mean... Yeah, Jets and Rams are wins.
Yeah.
49ers is a win. I mean, they're only going to lose four games this year. Mm. Two of them probably because Tom Brady's, you know, cooling his heels. Cooling his heels.
Do you see the Pats going to the Super Bowl this year then?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think so.
All right.
It'll be stacked against them.
They'll try to rig it. Wait, what's the woman who got fired from the DNC who was running the DNC?
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah, they'll hire Debbie Wasserman Schultz to replace Roger Goodell.
Well, somehow she got a job almost immediately
Clinton
campaign.
Yeah, no kidding. Right?
It's like, oh, we needed a corrupt official.
She already was working for the Clinton campaign, apparently. Yeah,
she's
you know, what the
we got to take that Bernie down. Mm-hmm. Like, how would you put these things in like that in an email?
Why would you put? Because they don't understand how email
works.
What
is the matter with you guys?
Hillary Clinton doesn't understand.
You write it
how
on a little napkin.
Hillary,
you hand the napkin to somebody. They walk over to somebody's office.
Hillary Clinton doesn't know how email works.
No,
Debbie Wasserman Schultz apparently doesn't know how email works. None of these people know how
email
works.
There were so many emails that Huma Abedin's like, she doesn't know how to use the fax machine. Stop asking her to pick up a fax. There's no way she knows how to do that.
Oh, my God.
She's been first lady or a senator her whole life. She has no idea what's going on.
Yeah. As Sluggo says, just consolation prizes. You know, it's like, oh, she didn't get to be president, so we'll let her carpet bag into New York and be a senator here. Or she doesn't get to be president, so she gets to be Secretary of State. So.
You think Trump will put her on? If Trump beats her, you think he'll give her a job?
He'll give her a job, yeah.
He was apparently going to give Kasich the job of taking care of domestic policy and foreign policy.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
what
yeah.
exactly would that leave you with?
He doesn't want to do it. Trump doesn't want
to
do.
He doesn't
want
to be president?
He wants to be president. He doesn't want to do the job.
He'll just be tweeting all day like, yeah. Hey, I met with Angela Merkel. She's gross.
Basically. What a face. Sad.
Sad.
Oh, guess what?
What?
In the gloomy palace.
Sad baby eyes.
Sad baby eyes. In a holy roly eyes.
Holy roly eyes? What's he
saying? I didn't catch that. Something.
Doom and gloom on a second hand piano. Oh.
It's guided by voices from their latest album. Bronwyn helping. Bronwyn's doing a lot of singing today.
We started singing that at Yankee Stadium when we were watching the game. There were a couple points where we sang Sad Baby Eyes. Do you remember? No, you were drunk.
Where?
When we were at Yankee Stadium.
I wasn't that drunk
Sunday,
at Yankee Stadium. I remember singing.
We sang Sad Baby Eyes.
I mean, we didn't know most of the words.
No, we don't know. We still don't know most of the words.
El Bobo says, oh, so the Lake House party is okay, but Republican Cleveland RNC convention is not. Damn. Can anyone spell princess? Pretty disappointed. I can't go to the Lake House party because I have to go to the hospital.
But you would otherwise.
I mean, I haven't gone before.
I'm telling you.
I only go to the things that you tell
reason,
me I gotta go to.
The reason I didn't go to Cleveland. There's so many reasons I didn't go to Cleveland. Maybe I shouldn't go into them on the air. Never mind. I'm not going to tell you.
I mean,
what
let's not go back in time.
No,
here.
We're not going to go back in time. But really, there were a
it
lot.
It was super boring, for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have stayed with me in the major. Thank you, by the way, to the major for
thanks
putting
to the
me up and really holding together the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
He would send me off with an apple and. Stuff that they would take away from me every time I went through security.
Right, they just take your
water
stuff
bottle and make me dump it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
Great.
But he's a nice guy.
Well, if you would like to see our coverage, we have complete coverage of the Democratic National Convention on the Twitter. Yeah.
Oh, it's already done.
Have you seen our Twitter? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's it. It's @@
yeah.
WFMU, not at DNC. And then they made me put the number 1 on it.
Somebody already had that?
I don't know. I kept trying
that
to get
seems unlikely.
I kept trying to get the 1 off and they wouldn't let me take the 1 off. So it's WFMU, not at DNC 1. And if you go there you will see our complete coverage of the DNC, even though we are not at the DNC.
Yeah. We had to choose which one we thought would be the most interesting. We didn't know Bernie Bros were going to be hooting at people all day.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Boo, Elizabeth Warren, boo.
We didn't know that. Somebody should tell Elizabeth Warren not to be using the word rigged in that
rigged.
Crowd. She, in her speech, she said the word rigged.
Rigged?
Rigged like 4 or 5 times. And everybody's like, rigged is like a loaded word now.
Oh, it is?
Wow. Yeah, because the whole thing was rigged.
You mean
Bernie
against
didn't
Bernie?
Win. Yeah, but that wasn't the context.
We all knew that was happening.
I know, but that wasn't the context she was using it in, but she kept using the word rigged, and every time she used the word rigged,
she gets
like
paid the same whether anybody votes for anybody votes for Hillary Clinton or not.
It was a distraction.
Folsom asked, Jim, how does your place compare to Olympic housing in Rio? How does my apartment here in Jersey City? Yeah, well,
yeah.
It's pretty similar.
We got to talk about that. The Olympics are coming up as well.
Next Friday's opening, whatever.
Ceremonies?
This coming Friday? Opening and closing ceremonies.
This coming Friday or a week from this Friday?
No, next Friday.
Don't say next because you say
Friday
next.
After
say
Friday
after Friday. Okay.
10 days from now.
Okay, thank you.
The Olympics begins.
Yes.
And Russia gets to go.
Well, not all of them, but they were going to ban the entire Russian contingent, and instead they've just banned the track and field ones.
That seems cruel, too. Like, if you haven't committed it, if they can't prove anything, why should they
no,
be able
they
to ban you?
No, they did prove it. It's state-sponsored doping. The
yeah,
Russians
they've been doing
have
that
an
for
entire,
40 or 50 years.
Why should that continue, then?
I mean, it's
them.
A tradition at this
they
point.
They caught them, and they can't run. But why would you want to go to Rio? Have you seen the latest? I guess our listener there is commenting
wow,
on the latest.
On
the latest.
How are they doing over there?
The housing. The Australians refuse to stay in the Olympic Village because they think it's dangerous and disgusting.
Yeah, that would be true. What part of Brazil isn't dangerous and disgusting?
They built these special like apartment buildings. 7, I forget how many, 13, 31, some number of apartment buildings.
A number of
17, pick a number.
7,
some number,
12, 9.
Lots, a number.
A
number of apartment buildings. No, something. A number between 12 and 31. So they built these apartment buildings. And most of them are uninhabitable and not even finished yet. Most of them have like mold and the plumbing isn't done.
Yeah, that's pretty similar
and
to my
place
right
coming
now.
Down.
I mean, my room at
the
least.
The water's coming down the side of the thing, and there's a smell of gas, and there's a small fire.
Smell of gas.
that's
Friday night at my house.
and there's like. Small fires.
This looks like a great place.
No, it's totally.
Look how nice that looks there.
It's insanely dangerous. Look at the mold.
I mean,
on the wall.
Except for they don't have Hello Kitty sheets like I do, but I mean, it looks like the same exact thing.
No. Oh my God, do you have Hello Kitty sheets?
I used to. They made me throw them away.
You have to. Who made you throw them away?
The television show.
What?
The dating show I was on. So now I still have a Spider-Man comforter.
Wait, you were on a dating show?
Yeah, you know this already.
No, I don't.
All right, well, we'll go into it some other time.
No,
off
you
the
were on
air.
A dating show?
I was on the VH1's Can't Get a Date. You know this about me.
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
that.
You know this.
No, I've blocked it out.
You've blocked it out. Like,
the idea, the
like
idea.
All of America has blocked it out.
The idea that you had Hello Kitty sheets, of course you had.
I have a Spider-Man comforter still.
That's disgusting.
No, it's fine. What do you
no.
mean?
No.
It's fine.
Like, no, but I, you know. I've walked out on people for less than a Spider-Man comfort.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to walk out way before you get to the Spider-Man comfort.
Probably.
I mean, that's just going to be the cherry on top of the reason that you don't stay at Jim's house.
Oh, man. That's awful. So maybe we should send the Spider-Man comforter to Rio. To one of the
I'm not sending it to anybody.
No, let's package it up and send it
I
to, like, the Australians
no.
so that they have a
no,
nice comforter.
No, I don't care about Australia.
So
you
a lot
babies.
Of so okay.
Don't they sleep in dust out there and scorpions and stuff like koalas?
I
mean, you know, what do you
koalas
like? What do you need a Hilton?
They need something.
Oh,
I mean,
it's fine.
They have to, they
yeah,
have
go to,
to
the barrio, hang okay, out with the poor people.
The favela,
see if they want to live in the yeah. See if
yeah,
the
yeah,
see if
probably.
People who live
well,
in
maybe
in,
that's
squalor
the problem. Maybe that's the problem is that they're like their standard is like squalor is the standard of standard.
Yeah, man, you could go
there,
down the street as much squalor as you could want down from
exactly.
the Olympic Village.
Well, that's
it's
why they
any
built
direction.
It that way. That's why they built it that way. It's like you know, full of feces.
Oh, boo-hoo, it's nasty.
No, it's terrible. It's worse than Sochi.
They're not even going to lose anything.
They're not.
I mean, they're not going to win anything.
No, but nobody else is going. The Italians had to hire contractors to finish their own quarters.
Italy doesn't win
Olympic
any
Village.
Summer events. And when's the last time Italy won a summer? Is there a gondola ride or something like that? Like, what are they going to win?
I got a quiz for you. Okay.
Yeah, Lamborghini fixing? I mean, is that
no.
one of the Olympic things?
Here's a quiz. This is about, these are actual summer games, right?
Really?
These okay. are the summer games that the U.S. has never meddled in.
Okay, I can guess one.
No, these are all, I'm telling you going in that the U.S. has never received a medal in any of these five things, okay? Ready?
Team handball.
No. Team handball. Okay, handball, badminton, rhythmic gymnastics, table tennis, and trampolining. Which of these did you not even know was an Olympic sport?
What was doom again?
That's a question.
Trampolining, maybe?
Yeah.
I've seen trampolining, though.
Really? I never knew trampolining.
They had twins. The last time they had twins, they were trampoliners.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they trampolined at the same time. But they were just both, like, pro trampoliners.
Girl twins or boy twins?
Yeah, I think it was boy twins.
Do you remember the Ham Brothers? They were gymnasts.
No.
Oh, my God, they were hot.
Like boy gymnasts?
Yeah, Paul Ham.
I don't watch the gymnasts, and
Paul
I don't watch
Ham
the swimming.
And his brother that I don't remember the
swimming
name of.
Swimming is lame,
and they had these,
gymnast is lame.
They had this, like, you know how on the Olympics they always do those little, like, bios of the
yeah.
of the athletes and
yeah.
things where
you
they go to their home.
Have to come back from leukemia or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, they go
or
to their hometown and stuff. And the Ham brothers, they had them, like, rolling around in hay in a barn. It was, like, so sexy. I was like, whoa, that was so...
Rolling
I
mean, around in hay in a barn?
Yeah. Man, if you grew up
is
in Iowa...
Is that what they were going for?
Yeah. It was great.
Sexy
that
time?
That's awesome.
I don't
sexy
want sexy time.
Time
in the straw.
Sexy time in the straw with the Ham Brothers. Twins! Oh, man.
I haven't decided which Olympians I'm going to have
fantastic.
Crushes on.
Oh, yeah? Oh, there's a rhythmic gymnastics athlete...
Won't be watching that.
...from Brooklyn. She's a girl.
I don't care.
Come on.
Rhythmic gymnastics?
Yeah, you know where
they
dance...
I don't watch gymnastics.
No, rhythmic gymnastics is even better because they dance around with ribbons and
yeah,
things.
That's
so fantastic.
Lame.
I know.
How is that a real sport?
That's really great, isn't it?
They had to, like, get wrestling back in, but somehow yeah. that's still a sport, the little, like, jumping around with, like, a ribbon.
Yeah, and a hoop. They have hoops.
Oh, that's super dumb.
That's fantastic.
That is the lamest thing.
It's the most fun thing.
No.
Did you get us jobs yet, like commenting on the handball? In
no,
the
I have
the
not
night?
Heard back from those guys.
Oh, you contacted them?
I emailed
oh, wait,
somebody.
We got a call.
That could be them right now.
WFMU, you're on the air. Are you going to give us a job?
Yeah, no, but Bronwyn, okay.
Yes.
Is Trump one of the Putin pals?
No, he was
he
not.
He is a Putin pal.
Well, he's a pal of Putin. It's a different thing. The Putin pals are Trump's, are Putin's.
Putin's
superpowered
animal
cadre, yes. And Trump is not one
you know,
of those.
Like all of us is some sort of animal, and no, he has a superpower. Of
he's got some kind of animal on his head there that he stapled
yeah,
down.
He's got a dead thing on his head. A pelt.
I mean, he clouds men's minds, or at least Pobuckers.
Yeah. I guess.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's like the shadow, yeah.
Power,
like,
so.
Who lurks in the minds of men? Trump.
Does he get along with Murder Cat?
Who is this?
Hmm?
Who is this?
Michael Boston.
Okay.
Michael Boston. That's the fakest name I ever heard.
I just wanted Michael to make sure Boston. It wasn't former co-host Jay.
You don't.
No,
it sounds as handsome as. As
I
former
never.
Co-host
I never recognize.
You don't recognize faces or voices.
Or well, I
how do you?
I don't know. I don't
you,
get along.
You
anywhere.
Should have one of those Olympic little bits where it's like, Bronwyn C walks the earth, not knowing who she's speaking to.
What's true?
And yet somehow
did.
Always gets the gold medal.
Paragnosia isn't in the Paralympics.
Oh, it should be. That was one of the things the Republican convention wouldn't give me, though. They wouldn't give me an ADA accommodation. Of like having
yeah,
my
they didn't
seeing
give anyone
face
an accommodation.
Co-host. No, they wouldn't let me on the floor with somebody to tell me who I was talking to. So I said,
I didn't know
I can't
who
go.
I was talking to either.
Well,
I don't
that's
know.
What I'm saying.
I mean, Mitch McConnell. Like, who
did
knows who that guy
him?
Is?
They don't know who they are now.
Yeah, I mean, they were booing him. The guy in the elevator. So Mitch McConnell walks up to an elevator, and
yeah.
it's Mitch McConnell, right?
Yeah.
He's obvious, and the guy's like closes like the guy who's
closing
operating
the door on him.
Operating the elevator closes the door on him, and they go, "Oh, you should have let him in." You know, he's Mitch McConnell. And he goes, "I know who he is. He can take the stairs."
was like, jeez, dude. Like, oh, yeah, elevator boy. The Senate president's not good enough for you? Okay. Great.
Yeah, well, he didn't. He refused to convict, no, to get Obama impeached and convict him and send him to Kenya prison or something.
Kenya prison.
Oh, I have a friend who speaks Spanish. Some of my best friends speak Spanish.
Oh, really?
Yes, and he was telling me that on, like, Univision and all the Spanish channels, that all the big Spanish celebrities are doing, Latino celebrities are doing PSAs, public service announcements, where they tell people they have to vote. It's so urgent this year that they vote, because if they don't vote, their children are going to be rounded up and sent to concentration camps.
I think that's pretty likely, actually, no matter who wins.
Probably.
I haven't seen it, but all I watch is Chica Vampiro.
Chica Vampiro.
Which is a real
Is that a real show?
Sitcom.
I'm waiting to hear that. Is that a real show?
Is that the one
a real sitcom. It's like a cross between Hannah Montana and True Blood.
Oh, nice. Is it with the big bumblebee, the guy in the bumblebee suit?
Oh, I like the guy who's he's a talk show host, and he dresses like a clown. He has an actual bozo.
Oh, yeah, I like that guy.
Hair.
I don't know that one.
Yeah,
I know Gordo Iflaca, the fat guy and the skinny girl, which were actual hosts. And
I remember
that. Chica Vampiro, it's incredibly broad, and you don't have to know a lot of Spanish to understand what's going on.
I don't understand a lot of English, man,
I
still watch TV all the time.
I don't have TV, so it doesn't work for me.
It's about a girl who's a normal student by day, who's trying to become a star singer, and who is also a vampire.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would focus on the vampire, because there's lots of singers. You could always kill them if you're a vampire, right?
You just kill all
take over.
Suck the blood of all your
suck the blood of all your rivals.
I'm veering far away from sports, but
I
have to thank you for the name Murder Cat, since one of our cats really deserves it.
Oh, good! You named a cat Murder Cat. That's awesome.
No, it's not. It's not her legal name, but it's what we call her.
But do they know what their names are? Cats.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, cats know.
They can. Not all of them do.
They just don't care.
No, some of them care. Just some of them don't.
They're like, yeah, man, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
They don't care until it's 5:30 in the morning. They need to be fed. That's when they care about a lot of things. The rest of the time, when you're like, hey, I'm lonely, where's the cat? They're like, nah.
No, that's when they remember your name, which is Hey You.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm hitting your face with a paw.
or I'm being aggressively affectionate.
Yeah, I don't get that really from animals or pets.
You don't
animals,
get that from anybody.
People, prostitutes.
That's very sad. All right,
take
bye.
Care, Mr.
Thanks
Boston.
Bye-bye.
That's a lovely sound of hanging up.
You've hung up on us. I have to remember now that we have Call Screener John.
How's Call Screener John doing?
He's doing wonderfully well. Yay, Call Screener John. Thank you. Important
we should have sent him. He's from Philadelphia. We should have sent him to the Philadelphia thing.
Oh,
We had no credentials. You just wander around talking to nuns on stilts or whatever.
We could have gotten him credentials, right, if we thought about it in time.
I mean, but they were due the same time that we got the other credentials, that we got, two days before the thing.
Let's start sending Call Screener John to things.
But who will screen the calls?
I don't know. But
he's the key.
Oh, I know.
You could send me off to some more danger. Clearly, I was sent because I was the most expendable member of the most trusted team in sports talk radio. I was like, well, Jim doesn't really have anyone who loves him. But if Jim died, it would be sad, but not like sad past a week or so. It'd be sad for like a couple of days.
That's terrible.
Be stomped to death by psychopath anarchists or whatever.
But there weren't any.
There were some.
There weren't any.
I mean,
there
I was just
nobody
eating.
There.
I was just cowering behind the Secret Service.
Yeah, you know, I have a friend who's clairvoyant. She really is. She's amazing, right?
And what does she have to say about me? Anything good?
No, I haven't asked her about you yet.
Can I give you some questions or something?
Yeah, you can ask her some things yourself, actually.
Yeah, it's nice.
But I don't like to take advantage of her. But I asked her
if you're clairvoyant, aren't you happy to steer people away from certain death or whatever?
Well, maybe. I mean, I just don't want to ask her to it's like being a doctor at a party and people start telling you about their shoulder problems.
I always just whip out my junk and say, is that normal? Not even a doctor, just anyone who's around at any party. Hey, does this look like a rash to you kind of thing? You know, it's like, oh, no, that looks all right. Yeah, I don't know. Is it always that color? What's going on?
That's so awful.
What? I can't. Look, if you're at a party, right, you might as well.
That's not the kind of party I go to.
I mean, I just take pictures and tweet them to people, too. I'd be like, does this look normal to you? Is this a thing? Does that look like anything? Yeah.
I read an article about people who's men.
Yeah,
who send,
men.
Who send,
Bernie Bros.
Who send, no, men. Men who send pictures of their
junk
equipment.
Stuff.
Stuff, yeah.
I tried that for a while. That wasn't really
helping. I don't understand why anybody would ever do that. I got really curious about it when Brett Favre did it, right?
Well, yeah, that he was sending
it to him. He's a quarterback in the NFL.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, he was sending it to...
he was also in There's Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Brett Favre.
He was bad.
He was bad in that?
He was bad in that.
He was better than I thought he was going to be.
Well, yeah, but he still wasn't good. He was for some...
Oh, we're talking about, like you're not a good enough actor to be in a Farrelly Brothers movie? Like,
no,
what are you talking
about?
He wasn't.
He wasn't, actually. He wasn't. So I actually tried to find out why anybody would do that. Why would you send that? So I found...
I mean, you're drunk, you're bored, you know.
I found an article about it. It said why people send stuff.
And you
pictures.
Clicked right on that.
I went to that article. I read that article. It was written by a woman, and her conclusion was that she couldn't figure it out. And I was like, "Well, that doesn't help me.
That's just
that doesn't help me.
That's
you don't. You don't know how to figure it out. I don't know how to figure it out either. That's why I'm reading this.
You got clickbaited.
I did. I was.
That's
I was,
sad.
It is sad. I just wanted to know why. No one could tell me. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Did you hear? Let's have some news of the dead.
Oh.
Now that we're, you know.
Who died?
Yeah, get us back down to earth here. Actually, punters.
Oh, yeah.
Two punters died, college punters.
That's sad.
I know. There was a. They were in Wisconsin for some kind of punter camp.
Punting convention.
Kicking camp.
Kick camp.
Kick camp. And it was raining really hard, and they were driving someplace, and they had a one car accident, I think. One of them was... I'm sorry, I don't remember his first name. His last name is Foltz, and he's the punter for Nebraska. Go Big Red.
Oh,
one of my
too
favorite
bad.
Teams. Yeah. And he was like a top NFL prospect. Very, very, very accomplished guy. And
Foltz and Mike
Sam Foltz.
Saddle.
Yeah, thanks. And Mike was from Michigan. He was a punter
from Michigan,
but he's not
Michigan State.
He's graduated, I think. I don't think he's there anymore. Or he was.
We have breaking news. Hillary Clinton makes history as the first woman officially selected to lead a major party presidential ticket.
Yeah, whatever. So what? So they finished.
I'm simply reporting the news.
They finished the nominating of her, the official nominating.
Yeah,
of her.
They must have gone around.
Did they do the roll call?
Yeah, that's what they must have done.
Yeah, they did a roll call vote.
According to CNN.
Yeah, according to
who's,
CNN.
You know.
I know there were. You know, I'm glad somebody corrected them because, like yesterday, they were saying she's going to be the first woman to run for president, and I was like, that's not true.
No. Oh, someone was asking if the two punters were doing it with each other.
No.
I assume that's what are these two blanking, unless they mean us, which we're not. If you mean the punters.
The punters.
Not that we're not judging.
No.
I don't know. Were they boyfriends?
I don't know. I don't care. I think it said they're dead.
I know. They have a picture of them both punting, and they both have excellent
punting
skills.
Technique.
Yeah, they look pretty good.
Yeah, no, Foltz was particularly good. Yep. And the Dallas Cowboys staff bus collided with a van in Arizona and killed four people in
Jeez.
The van. Killed people in the van. The Dallas Cowboys staff didn't die.
That's too bad.
I know. It doesn't matter, I guess, if they do or not. Packers-Colts Hall of Fame game is in 1 week.
Yeah, those are lame, though.
I know, but it just means that football's coming. Even though
it's like 5 weeks,
it's like 105 degrees outside. But
it's a
gonna
lot.
Be, it's going to be
a
football.
Lot of degrees.
It's going to be
all
football
the time.
Soon. Yeah,
sweltering heat.
And I'll say it again for our listeners who maybe weren't listening earlier: the Sportsy Talk Fantasy Football Draft is coming up.
Oh, we have a ton of people in the league too. Like I think everybody was in the league last year is in the league this year.
I haven't signed up yet. How do I sign up, Jim?
You're signed up, I think.
Well, I didn't sign up.
What?
I can't be signed up unless I signed up.
You didn't sign up?
No.
What's the name of your team?
I don't know. I don't have one yet. I didn't sign up.
Are you sure?
No, unless you signed me up.
How would I have done that?
I don't know.
I mean, I would sign you up, but
You're the league president,
I'm just cheating all the time.
All the time, I know.
I mean, I win every year, don't I?
You're such a Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
At least she found a happy place in the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Immediately.
This says,
Yeah.
My team is the suspended quarterbacks.
We're on the ESPN.com fantasy football thing, right?
Yeah, ESPN. It says Sportsy Talk Do-Over League.
Yeah, that was the name last year or the year before.
I mean, I could change it, I guess, but
yeah, change it to something else.
Something more exciting. Isn't your team the time traveling serial killers?
That was last year. I haven't signed up for this.
You're signed up, yeah.
I'm not signed up.
It's there.
I'm not.
There's a picture of Aaron Hernandez's jersey.
That's from last year.
No,
I'm
there's
telling
no.
You,
see how there's
that's
no.
That's from last year.
There's no players there.
It's
oh, it's Morricone Island.
Oh, hey, we can stop arguing now.
I taped some G.E. Smith stuff for the Morricone Island because G.E. Smith was part of the band at the RNC. And they were, I think they're getting sued for almost everything they played. So I have to at some point give that to the Morricone people.
Look what one of the listeners sent me. He's in prison, and he made these in prison. Listener Scott. In prison.
Flowers from prison.
I'm really happy. I think they're really pretty.
We're going to have him on the show when he gets out of the prison.
I think he wants to be on from his letter.
He's going to
come and
definitely
fix all
schedule
the equipment. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to fix our equipment.
Yep.
Make
we'll
us some flowers.
Something. Yep, that'll be good. All right, so this has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
You were signed up for the league,
I'm not signed up
for
the
league.
I did not sign up. That is not my team. That's my team from last year.
No, it's probably going to have plaques. It says your snake draft is scheduled for Sunday, August 7th at 3 p.m.
You have to give people more time, and you have to set it up right.
More time for what? You're just going
to
pick every giant you possibly can.
No, you have to set it up right.
It's set up. It's fine.
It's not set up right.
It's good to go. Thanks for listening to Sportsy Talk.
I'll fix it, everybody. Don't worry. I'll get it fixed.
How will you fix it?
I'll fix it.
It's fine.
I'll look at it and figure out what's wrong with it, and then I'll tell you,
it's
and then
awesome.
You can fix it. You're
I'm not
going to
do anything.
You're such a goofball.
Everything's
God.
Fine.
It's not either. All right, so we'll be back next week with
will
more
we?
Of this, apparently.
She's
yeah.
upset with me. I don't know. I don't what know. Did I do? I'm just simply
no,
telling,
I'm
you
just telling you
your team
wrong.
Is ready to go.
I don't have a team.
Time-traveling serial killers.
That's not my team. I'm not going to call them that. I called them that last year.
You can change the name. I don't know. I'll change the name to whatever you want.
How come you're changing the name? It's my team.
Yeah, you just go in there and hit something. It'll be fun. She's having a heart attack over there. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. And all over the world, you can listen to us on the internet at WFMU.org.
All right. And next week we might have a... When are we going to tell people about the special thing we're going to do?
It's like 100 days from today.
Okay. It's 100 days from today. We'll let you know.
We'll let you know. If there's going to be an election, we might do something a little special.
Yes. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. And may God bless. Thank you.
to say, and talking is the only way. Rap on. Scream, cause that's your way of letting off steam. Scream on, scream on. If you feel like you wanna sing, cause singing is your thing. Sing on, sing on. If you wanna make love all night, and you feel it's right. To do your thing.
Doing it,
they doing it.